And show us we're back in open session at, I guess it's 48. Chair makes a motion to discuss to approve resolution 26-001, adopting temporary requirements regarding for testing and hydrogeological reports for certain very large volume operating permits with the change on page two, third, whereas the end of the third line, changing the authorization from 75 gallons per year to
75 million.
75.
75 million gallons per year to 25 million. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Second by Director Berkeley. Does anybody on the board want to make a proposed amendment to my motion?
I'd like to propose an amendment.
Okay.
Instead of 25 million, let's do 50.
Okay.
50 million.
Motion by Director Lush. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Second by Director Micah. What is the board's pleasure? All in favor of amending it from 25 million to 50 million, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. That changes it to where the resolution will change it to 50 million gallons per year. Doug, for the public, would you explain what the resolution is and does?
Yes, sir. So what this resolution does, it's a temporary amendment to district rules that puts in place a hydrogeological study requirement for any large permit, and we've set that large permit now at 50 million gallons per year, which still falls in the top 10% of permits that the district has issued, I believe, fairly close. And additionally, what it does is it requires that the district put together guidelines and requirements for these studies. It sets a deadline for the board adopting those guidelines and requirements by May 31st of this year. And it directs me to not process any applications for volumes that exceed 50 million gallons per year until those requirements are adopted.
Question
And go ahead.
question for you.
Yes, sir.
Adopting the resolution at
50.
50 million gallons a year, does that at all affect the eventual rules? Are we saying that the rules will never reflect more than 50 or less than 50?
No, at the time the board adopts rules, they can make that change as they see fit.
And for the public's information, we're obviously in the process of amending the rules anyway. And that process is targeting towards midsummer for final adoption. Obviously, with the May 31st due date on this resolution, this part will try to be done at our by no later than our May meeting. I'd like to personally make one point. Part of it is the requirement for this, make sure that the proposed use is sustainable, that in a set period of time, in a projected over a period of time, it will not adversely impact not only the property involved, but with the board is allowed to, and under the water code, has to take into account adverse impact to neighbors
I believe
in
the
terms of water.
right.
That's all we have jurisdiction over.
I believe the water code says that we have to consider, or we can consider, unreasonable impacts to groundwater resources, surface water resources, other permits, other registered exempt wells, which is why it's important for folks to register their exempt wells if they're not. And so by doing this, that it helps us take those things into consideration.
So you're saying if people in a part in a particular part of a county are concerned about a possible project, it would behoove those in that area to register their wells.
Absolutely.
It would give us more leverage.
Correct.
Gives us more data points for that study, for the impact of that study to take into account. And registering previously existing exempt wells, which are domestic or livestock wells, is at no charge to the property owner. It's just a matter of going online and filling it out and turning it in. And if at all possible, if you know the depth of your well, please include that in there. And if you know the size of your pump and even the size of the pipe, just it's more data for, and I tease them, but we've got several geeks on the staff and it just helps them have more stuff to crunch to get a better
Well,
picture.
and also we could require that as part of the study, they model the potential impacts that any project would have on those registered wells within a certain radius. So.
Yeah. And so that's, as Doug mentioned, the Rolling V's, when they finally got their study done, it was an uh-oh result. As I mentioned, there was a large tract in Monte County, one of the top five largest in the county, that sold for commercial multi-use development in an area that's not known for a lot of water. So we're trying to be proactive to conserve, as well as a lot of landowners to make the effective use of their property. So we have to serve two masters and sit on a razor blade. Is that a good summation, Doug?
Pretty good.
Board, have any other questions?
I got one comment because our charge is to manage to the best of our abilities as an entity groundwater in our 4-county district. Knowing that we sit at the top of the aquifer and water tends to flow downhill, although it doesn't always. And so thinking about all end users to help conserve that water is prudent on our part.
Correct.
And that's what we're doing.
Yes, sir.
And these studies will give us some science to help us make that determination. And in case if it gets to that point, back it up. So, any other questions? Mr. Bennett, did that address what you wanted to address the board about? Well, let me get us through this motion and I'll go back to public comment then. So, if the board doesn't mind. Board, have any other questions, comments? Point out that the resolution has been amended to 50 million gallons a year. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay.
Want to reopen public comment, Tracy?
I want to reopen public comment. Mr. Bennett, if you come to the microphone, identify yourself for the record for AM, please, sir. And understand, under public comment, you have a 3-minute time limit, and we're not allowed to respond by statute. So.
My name is Mac Bennett, live 3530 Daniels Court, Granbury, Texas, in Hood County. I just want to come up here this evening, like some of the other people, that Hood County's been fixed to be inundated with the data. So Knox Ranch was just annexed into the city for a power plant and a data center. And they have not submitted any type of, what I can find out about water use stuff on one of these data centers and stuff is anywhere from 360 million gallons to 400 million gallons a year. And that's just the data center. That's not the power plant. I know the city of Granbury's got, they've got two or three wells around there. One's up around Meadowood, and one's at our Foss, the other one's out. That's their three new. I, as a landowner, I got to water my cattle, horses, crops, and they're my hay fields and everything else. And I try to be conservative with my stuff. I just wanted to, and I know you guys are probably aware that this is, the data centers and all the stuff that's coming up. And I see that y'all are being proactive about doing things. It's kind of sitting back here listening to you guys. It ain't like the city of Granbury and stuff where they just dubbed us all when they annexed everything in. Like I said, one of the things that I wanted to add, and like I said, you couldn't answer the questions. I guess I'll make the statement, but AMUD the other day voted 5-0 on the project of Pacifico dinner on down on Fort Spunky and stuff. They want to get water from A Mud, and they told them no. They voted 5-0 to stop that. I know that the commissioner's court's got this coming back up on another vote, which I don't think is going to change. It'll be a 3-2 vote on a moratorium on this. But like I said, I just want to express my concern about losing the resources that we already got. I'd like to leave, the land's been in my family for a long time. I'd like to leave it to my grandchildren too. But without any water, it ain't going to do no good. So thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Anybody else on public comment? And I will state, you can visit with staff and stuff afterwards, or some of us individually. If you have some questions that need answers, we might be at staff certainly. And this 8-9 members of staff sitting here tonight. So welcome to, I believe it's nine. Nine. So, management report, Doug.
Yes, sir. I had some couple things in my management in my GM report about DFCs and joint planning. Just broadly, we're coming up to the end of the road on proposed DFCs for GMA 8, which covers the Trinity Aquifer. Not much has changed from the current DFC. We're using similar pumping files. We updated it with current pumping. The big discussion down there is Williamson County. It's a white county. It was in a Pigma, but it's a white county. Ultimately, the group of southern counties decided to stick with the pumping in the current DFC. There were some folks that were trying to increase that like tenfold. But it was such a huge number that the impacts from the model trickled all the way up to Johnson County, right, from Williamson. So that's the big to-do there. We are going to restate probably how we – or probably state DFCs in a different way. It makes more sense for our district. That's a bigger discussion if you're interested. Let's talk about it later. GMA 6 will be adopting DFCs for the cross timbers for the first time. Although the model is terribly imperfect, it's something. And we're going to have some DFCs that, we can manage too. That's all I have in my report. We've been busy, just pretty normal. Applications have picked back up a little bit. They come in spurts. It seems like we have dead time, and then we seem like we have crazy weeks. So it's been a really weird year to start. I think that's all I got. I did set, and Brian will probably add more on this in a second, but House Natural Resources did have a hearing last week, specifically talking about groundwater. I believe they're going to have a few more, so it's going to be an interesting session next year. So that's all I have on my management report.
Did not have anybody.
No, sir.
General Counsel's report, Brian.
Yeah, I'll just build off of what Doug said. The uniqueness of that is what is interesting. Pretty much the entire legislature is holding off on any committee hearings until after the March primaries are finished. But we had a very well attended, not just by House Natural Resources Committee members, but from other members of the House of Representatives that weren't even on the committee, this big groundwater hearing last Tuesday at the Capitol. And we're going to have some robust discussions. I think my biggest takeaway from that is that we have a very conservative Republican legislature that is getting more and more very pro groundwater management and pro more sustainable management of our resources. So anyway, I just add that and working on all these rules amendments is pretty much what we've done over the last month.
Ryan, is that the last of the hearings you're going to have down there?
No.
Nope. Not at all. Probably the last hearing we're going to have before we get interim charges. Interim charge requests were due from the chairman to the Speaker of the House and the Lieutenant Governor over the last couple of weeks, and We're expecting as soon as the March primaries are over, Lieutenant Governor and the Speaker will issue the interim committee charges, and then I think we'll be having robust groundwater hearings across the state.
Brian, correct me if I'm wrong. The two things that surprised me that caught a lot of traction and discussion, especially early in the hearing, were data centers and the white areas, the unmanaged counties. It was kind of a surprise that, those weren't either really topics, but it came up, and it was interesting that the number of legislators at the dais that jumped on and had comments on those two topics. I found that very interesting.
Yeah. And there's a number of members that were sitting up there that are encountering those problems presently in their house districts.
Right.
Was the hearing hostile to the rule of capture?
Was
No,
it
not.
hostile to it?
No. I mean,
Oh, they didn't
somebody.
really get into it.
I think, one of the things that the rule of capture, they didn't really talk about it, but I believe, if I remember correctly, Brian, Chairman Harris did make a comment about, that it's not, I don't know the exact way he put it, but he wasn't a fan of not being able to sue somebody for pumping your well dry, which is basically the main takeaway from the rule of capture, is you can't sue your neighbor for pumping your well dry.
Yeah, I think I've had many conversations with Chairman Harris on this topic, and he is looking into, he's very pro giving landowners more tools to protect their property rights.
A lot of people don't understand that that's the main thing. That's the main point of the rule of capture, right? Is being able to
Yeah,
not.
you can suck everything out from
And there's no liability
there
and there's
will
no.
be blood. You stick your big long straw over here and suck me dry, and I can't do anything about it. No legal recourse.
Right.
And I don't think the legislature's going to have an appetite for some unbridled free for all. Let's go sue everybody. But
No.
they may be more targeted towards things like big export projects or something like that.
And Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the outcomes today was a notation that the state's preferred method of managing groundwater to avoid those situations is through groundwater districts.
Yep.
And we've got what, 100 and some odd counties that don't have. So, yeah.
We do. And many of those counties hardly have any groundwater in them or any groundwater production, and it's not an issue. But some of those counties just haven't had the political wherewithal to get a groundwater district created. And the pumping currently and predicted for the future in those counties can have devastating consequences on those of us who were working hard to manage over the same aquifer. And why do we want to cut all our people off if you can just suck us dry next door? So that is squarely on the radar of the membership down
Right.
there.
And I'll remind the board that every county to the west of us is a white county. And I think about three deep or four. So, our
That's
next
all I had,
meeting,
Mr. President.
thank you, sir. Our next meeting is March 12th, 5 p.m. here in our groundwater district. Was discussed one item. At least we'll start taking a look into what we talked about on.
Tracy, and if y'all would, let me know what y'all think about the work session date because we'll have to post notice for that.
Send us emails about that. Yeah, do a doodle poll on that and get confirmed and email them out to everybody. The grant reusable loans for engineering studies. Okay. I'll let you pick a committee that's not a quorum.
I will.
Thank you. Doug, you have anything else?
I do not.
And show us adjourned at 7:09. Thank you, everyone.
Next.
We'll let her.